Winn-Dixie is one of the largest grocery store chains in America, and it had a big IT problem. The servers in its more than 600 stores had to be replaced. Group Vice President Charlie Weston, Director of Architecture Barry Kirk, and Senior Manager Gary Klingerman had to come up with a solution, and fast. Then, one day, the epiphany.
Well, the real flash of insight was, it was actually one of those kind of meetings. So we're all sitting around a table one day.
The problem we were trying to solve was we were running standalone physical server, getting near its end of life, in each individual retail location.
And we were really most concerned about the failure rate of those servers. They were failing at an ever-increasing rate. So we're sitting around the room saying, how are we going to attack that problem?
We had to procure equipment. We had to send people to the store to install the equipment. We had to install operating systems and applications and all those kinds of things. Anything you do 600 times or more become difficult.
Deployment in every physical location, just the logistics alone, that's a challenge all by itself.
And one of the guys said, well, you know, supposing we fix the problem by not even having a server in every store. And then there was a sort of pall went over the room, and we all thought about, that changes the dynamic. And immediately our minds started racing, and we said, you know, if we could get the same functionality but bring all the servers back to corporate, we could get all the benefits of a server without the physical challenge of having them.
We decided on the IBM Blade Center using the JS22 blades because of the capabilities that come with that package.
The JS22 power blades gave us the performance and scalability to make the model work. When we found out we could fit 16 stores minimally on one blade and you started doing the math, you realized pretty quickly this is not a huge solution we'd have to build. It's a manageable solution.
Systems engineer William Wells says it's almost hard to believe how efficient the solution is.
Anyone that's not running a JS22 Power VM Blades is kind of shocked that we're able to run what we're able to run in the footprint we're able to run it in.
It's fair to say that it is better than I thought. Winn-Dixie avoided over $5 million in capital cost for not having to purchase those. All of that safe capital went back into our store remodeling program. So it took what would have been an expense into a revenue generating proposal. And then our daily maintenance has been reduced considerably. So all of the maintenance that went into those stores. And then finally, just the labor savings is huge. The JS22 power blade, but it's critical just to the daily operation of the store. First start, I got a truck and it pulls up, and the pallets get unloaded. The very first thing is the person unloading it scans it. It immediately goes back and hits the JS22 power blade. So the next thing is they're gonna get stocked. And then of course, the items get sold. Now that goes through the front end, point of sale. So as you see, it's core to the running of the store.
What we got was huge cost avoidance for the company in general, and we got the performance and scalability far beyond what we had considered we could have. Since we put in the new Blade Centers, we have added approximately 40 locations to the company. For every one of those, that was equipment we didn't have to go out and deploy into the stores. That was wires we didn't have to run. That is power that we're not using. We simply turned on another LPAR on a JS22 power blade, and off we go.
That is so simple now. So much simpler. If someone puts in a call and says, we need another LPAR, it's built within minutes, and they're ready to go and install their applications and do everything else they need to do.
It lets us react faster. It lets us deploy new applications faster.
The capability to fail over to another blade is so quick, quicker than we could ever do before with even a single store. We've integrated the technology and networking with tagging and things like that, that all of our store LPARs out at our remote locations are running with the exact same IP that we run with here. So when we make the network changeover, they're up and running and ready to go.
IBM couldn't have been more supportive in terms of working with us to find solutions. So they were committed. I think what impressed me is that they understood the business goals we were fighting for, so it wasn't just, here's a blade center, but you're really getting a solution, right? You're not just getting a piece of hardware, So IBM was instrumental in helping us come up with the components to make this solution work holistically.